Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dell. And today we're going to be doing part two of What Does God Say About Patience? But before we get started, if you can go ahead there where you are and get your Bible, get yourself ready, get yourself accommodated so that you can listen, truly be submerged to what God has for you today. Okay. But before we get started, I also want to pray. So let's pray. So wherever you are, if you can, obviously if you're driving, do not close your eyes because that kind of will kill you. But if you can, you know, show a sign of surrender to God by lifting up your hands, kneel down, close your eyes, right? Do something that shows surrender to the Lord, okay? So God, we come into your presence and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, my God, because you are here with us today. We thank you, my Lord, because no matter what we live, what we experience, what occurs to us, you will be there, my Lord. Allow us to understand, my God, that patience is something that we need to have, my Lord, to survive in this world. That patience is given by you, my Lord, to be able to allow us to survive every aspect of this life. My God, allow us today to have the wisdom of Solomon. Provides us with the wisdom that you gave Solomon, my God, so that we may know how to deal with situations and we may be able to be patient and execute our patience correctly. My God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory. And I just ask you, my Lord, that the words that come out of my mouth are yours, my Lord, and not mine. That the Holy Spirit speaks through me and impacts the lives of each and every person here listening today and their families. My Lord, I thank you for your glory. I thank you for their lives. And I bless every single person here. And we cover this prayer with your blood, your holy arm, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Amen. So before we get started with this part, if you have not watched the first part to this, please go ahead and watch that first part, because if not, you're not going to be able to understand what we're going to be talking about in this second part. Okay, and to give you guys a little bit of a recap, we talked about what is patience, a commandment from God when it comes to patience, what types of patience should we have, how patience is not achieved overnight. Okay, so now I'm going to give you guys a few examples of people in the Bible that executed patience. Also going to talk about how we have to rejoice in God's will, how we must seek God in all, how we must learn how to be patient, how that is a commandment that we must learn how to be patient, and when should we be patient. Okay? So we talked about, so to give you guys a little bit of remember, to be able to remember, we talked about, you know, patience is endurance, perseverance. We must be patient with everyone. We must be patient in the Lord. We understood those factors, okay? So let's start by going to James 5:10, okay? Let's go to James 5:10. James, I believe, is right before Peter, after Hebrews. Okay, so James is right after Hebrews, and we're going to be mentioning James 5:10. And I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. Okay, it says, "Brothers and sisters, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord." That is giving you an example right there. Right there, we are getting the wisdom of be an example of patience in the face of suffering. When you go through these tribulations, when these things happen to you, you need to be patient. We've already established that. But it's reminding you that the same way that God is calling you to be patient, the same way that you need to be patient, is the same way that the prophets needed to be patient to be able to endure everything they lived to defend the word of God, to be able to spread the word of God. Everything that they endured, persevered, that was patience. And how is it that we can't be patient because that person said that my hair looked ugly? And we have prophets that are patient and stand firm even when they were in prisons, even when they were tortured. Okay? We have to understand that, you know, it is not that, oh no, that somebody had it worse than you. I'm not trying to say that. Everything that you go through is valid. But we have to understand that we must have patience in everything. And if the prophets had patience, even in the darkest, deepest, most evil moments of their lives, we must also have patience in the simple things that we experience in our everyday lives. Okay? Now let's read James 5:11, the one that continues. As you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. Okay? That's an understanding, okay? You are blessed if you have persevered, if you have had patience, you are blessed. Because after the tribulation, when you have had patience, when you have persevered, there is the end goal. There is a victory. There is a result. Okay? You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen that the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. So if you don't know the story of Job, Job loved God with all his life. He was devoted to God, and God blessed him in so many ways, financially, family-wise, you name it, health-wise, and you name it, okay, in every single way. But the devil went to heaven and stood in front of God and said, your servant Job, I can assure you that I can make him curse you, right? And God said, oh really? Go ahead, do whatever you want to him, but don't kill him. Okay? And God had to do that because God knew the result of this. God knew that even if Job went through everything, he would be faithful to the Lord, and he will have patience, and his patience will be built so greater so that when he had more things, because funny part of the story is that, yeah, the devil took everything away from Job, even got him sick and everything, didn't kill him. But after God saw that Job did not cuss him out, that Job was patient, Job received everything times two, times three, times a million, okay, of what he had. Okay, Job received more than what he already had to begin with. And he also had maturity. He also had patience. He also grew as a person in character. Okay, so God used everything that was terrible that he went through for a good thing. That's why he permitted it. Okay, and that's what we have to understand. Okay, that, as you know, we count as blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance, and I've seen what the Lord finally brought about. Exactly. You have heard about the patience that Job produced, the patience that Job had, and what the Lord brought from that patience, what the Lord gave him from being patient. Okay? The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. God is not going to condemn you. God is not going to bring burdens into your life, but God is going to permit that the devil brings some burdens into your life. And I say some because not all, okay? Some burdens into your life so that you can build character, you can build patience, you can learn, you can build your faith, you can be more closer to God, okay? Those are the purpose. And at the end of the day, God is going to bless you even more, right? Because God is compassionate and God is merciful. Because God sees different from how we see it. We see it in the now. We see it as, oh my gosh, this is happening to me. Oh my gosh, why? Right? But instead of seeing it, yeah, I'm going through this right now. But the result of this, but what I'm going to receive after this, that is worth it. That makes it worth it. Okay? We don't look at that, but God looks at everything like that. God looks more ahead than you can imagine. Okay? Okay. So now let's go to Hebrews 6:15. So Hebrews is right before James. So Hebrews 6:15. Okay, I'm going to give you guys a few seconds to get there. Okay. So Hebrews 6:15. And so far, waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. Wow, and I'm pretty sure that here we're talking about, I'm pretty sure it's about the son Isaac. I'm pretty sure that's what we're talking about here. I'm pretty sure. Let's check. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear, saying, I shall be blessed, he gave you many descendants. Exactly. So here we're talking about the promise that God gave Abraham that he will have children. Okay? And here we're talking about the children that God promised, because God promised Abraham by saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. Okay? And Abraham had to have patience. He waited until he was like, what, 80 something, I believe, to be able to conceive it, to be able to have a child with his wife, which was 80 something as well, right? They were very old. They were very elderly, okay? But imagine Abraham survived till 700 something years, right? Because that time it was different. Time was different, but he was an elderly. Okay, he was older, he was very mature, he was very, you know what I mean? And he waited so long to conceive a child. Okay, but God promised him that he would have a child, that he would give him descendants, and Abraham trusted in the Lord and had patience in the Lord, and he had Isaac. Okay. Now let's read Hebrews 12:2. And it says, Hebrews 12:2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus is the perfect example of patience. Right? Our goal as Christians or new believers, or maybe you're not a Christian or a new believer, okay? But maybe you want to get into what God says. You want to, you know, learn more about God, right? You have to understand something, that Jesus, right, that we want to be more like Jesus, we want to look more like Jesus, we want to act more like Jesus, we want to represent Jesus more. But what we do, how we act, what we speak, who we hang out with, how we talk, how we treat people, okay? But Jesus is the perfect example of patience. And if we don't have patience, we're not representing Jesus. So we have to learn how to represent patience. And if Jesus endured, tortured, the cross, everything that they did to him, a throne, a thorn crown on his head, and Jesus, obviously Jesus is God, but he was scorning his shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, because obviously he's the Son of God, he's God. Okay, so why do we not perfect, allow our faith to be perfected and have patience in the situations that require our faith, where require patience, where require for us to trust in God and to put our dependence on the Lord? Why are we not doing that when we have to represent Jesus? Okay, and Jesus was a perfect example of that. Okay, now let's talk about how we must rejoice in God's will. Okay, so Philippians 4:4. Let's go to Philippians 4:4. And I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. And I just want you to keep on thinking, keep on remembering all these things that we've talked about and how you can apply this to your life. Okay, so Philippians 4:4 is right after Ephesians and right before Colossians in the New Testament. So let's go to the New Testament. And let's go to Philippines. Okay, so it's a little bit before here. So it's before Colossians, right after Ephesians. Yep. So Philippians 4:4. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." Okay? God needs you to rejoice in Him. When you're going through struggles, you need to rejoice. When you're going through burdens, you need to rejoice. When that person cussed you out, you need to rejoice in God. When that person hurt you, you need to rejoice in God. When that person slapped you in the face, you need to rejoice in God. When you lost that job promotion, you need to rejoice in God. When anything bad happens to you, when you lost that family member, you need to rejoice in God. Because patience, you have to have patience, because maybe you lost that job promotion. Maybe you lost that job promotion. Sorry, my throat's a little itchy. Maybe you lost that job promotion because God has something better for you. Maybe that you lost that person. That person broke up with you because there's somebody better out there for you. So be patient in God and do not be patient in God and rejoice in the Lord even when things do not go the way that you had planned. Okay? Now, let's go to 1 Peter 1:6, which is also in the New Testament, pretty much like all the way at the end. So let's go to 1 Peter 1:6. And it says, "In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Exactly. You have to greatly rejoice even if you go through the burdens, the struggles. Whatever you go through, you need to rejoice. If you do not rejoice, then you will not experience patience. You will not learn patience. You will not be able to leave the trials. You won't be able to move on to the next part of your life if you do not have patience. You have to execute patience. If not, that same cycle of trial is going to repeat. That same trial is going to be repeated and repeated and repeated until you get it right. Because God allows that to happen, so you have multiple opportunities to be able to build your character, to be able to build your faith. So when the good thing comes, when the right thing comes, you can accept it and you can be able to handle it. Okay? Now let's go to Romans 8:28. Okay, let's go to Romans 8:28. Now I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. Romans is in the New Testament. Okay, so Romans is right after Acts and right before 1 Corinthians. So let's go there. Okay, this would be, okay. By Corinthians, okay, Romans. Excuse me, Romans 8:28. Excuse me, and it says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Let's read that again. "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him." God works in your good. God does not bring you the trials. God does not bring you burdens. No, the devil does that. But God allows some things to happen so that you can be built in character, so that your patience can grow, so that you may mature in the spirit, so that you may mature as a person, so that you may be able to deal with the blessings that God wants to give you. Okay? It's to build character, to build you, to be able to appreciate the good things that God is bringing your way. Okay? "Who have been called according to His purpose." You have been called according to His purpose. So the trials that you suffer will relate to your purpose, right? Like, for example, if you were bullied growing up, I was bullied growing up, okay? That's my vulnerability. I was bullied growing up, but I don't identify with being that bullied kid, but I'm just saying that I was bullied growing up, okay? And experiencing that parted me from work, from being with people, talking to people, right? It made me a little bit of antisocial, but my purpose has to deal with people. My purpose has to do with speaking to people. My purpose has to do with spreading the word of God. My purpose has to do, right, with talking and socializing and making connections to help the word of God be spread, to help God and the purpose that he has given me. And the purpose that he has given me has to deal with people. That is why God allowed that I struggled with the burdens of being bullied growing up, to understand how to have patience with every single person, even if they come and attack me, even if they cause me harm, so that I can have patience with them, so that I can be able to use that patience later on when he uses me for the purpose that he has given me when it comes to people. Okay, so you have to learn that. You have to understand that the things that you go through is for a reason. It is not unnecessary. Okay, so now let's go to why we must seek God in all. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 5:17. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Corinthians is right after Romans. So let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17, and it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Exactly. If anyone is in Christ, if you are in Christ, if you're a new believer, or if you're trying to get closer to God, or maybe you are a Christian for some time, if anyone is in Christ, if you are in Christ, the new creation has come and the old has gone, the new is here. So you have to be different. You have to live differently. You have to have patience. You have to think differently. You have to process things differently. You have to understand that you live by faith, you live by patience, okay? And those trials that come, they're not from God, they're from the devil, but God permits some so that you may be able to be built in character, so that you may be able to be worked, so that you may be able to be blessed later on and be able to know how to deal with situations that may present, so that you may be able to work in your purpose. Okay? Now, Romans 2:7. So let's go back to Romans. Romans. Romans is right before Corinthians. So Romans 2:7. And it says, to those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory. Those who seek glory, those who seek blessings, those who seek good and winning and awards and good, that is great, but you have to seek it with perseverance. You cannot seek it without work. You cannot seek it without patience. You cannot seek it without struggling. Okay, you need to show persistence, endurance. That is the only way to show that you are ready for those blessings. That is why God allows some of these trials and issues to come into your life, so that you may have that base, that rock, to be able to build the character, to build the personality, to mature, to be able to know how to deal with situations like that, so that when he blesses you greatly, you know how to deal with it. And that's why you need patience, okay? Now let's talk about how we must learn how to be patient. So let's go to Proverbs 15:18, and that is in the Old Testament. So let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs should be right after Psalm. So if you know where Psalm is, just go right there. Job, Psalm, Proverbs, that's how it goes. Okay, so Proverbs 15:18. And And it says, a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. Do you know what a quarrel is? Let me find the exact definition of a quarrel, because this is such a powerful verse and I want to give you exact information. So a quarrel, according to Google Dictionary, says a heated argument or disagreement, typically about a trivial issue and between people who are usually on good terms. Have a heated argument or disagreement. Just a quarrel, a disagreement, but a quarrel has such a negative connotation, such a negative look to it, such a negative perspective. Now when you think of a quarrel, you think of a super heated argument, like a super, whoa, this is really strong, right? You kind of need to hold people back and so on and so forth, right? But the word says in Proverbs 15:18 that a hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. If you are not patient, if you let your anger and your wrath control you and make decisions, the conflict will get worse. The issue will get worse. But if you are the person who is patient, you calm the quarrel. You are the reason why the quarrel disintegrates, okay? And I'm not saying that, oh, if you're patient with that person, they're gonna stop screaming at you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that person that screamed at you, if you were patient with that person, you will reap the rewards from that, because you sowed patience, so you will receive patience. So whatever you sow, you receive. Okay, so I want you to remember that and keep that in mind, okay? So now let's go to Ecclesiastes, I really don't know how to say that in English, but it's Ecclesiastes, which is Ecclesiastes, I don't really know how to say it, but that one, 7:8, okay, so let's find it, and I'll tell you guys right now exactly where it is, okay, so Ecclesiastes is, it should be in the Old Testament, and it's right after Proverbs and right before Songs of Songs. Okay, so let's go to Proverbs, which we were there. We were just there, Proverbs. So it's right after Proverbs. So just go to Proverbs and just go right after that. Just scroll a few pages and you'll find Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 7:8. Okay, and it says, the end of a matter is better than its beginning, and patience is better than pride. So what's being told there is that the end of a matter is better than its beginning, meaning that right now in the beginning, you're struggling. For example, when you start a business, right? I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a business owner, right? In Western Couture, if you haven't checked it out, check it out, okay? But my business, in Western Couture, right, is an online store. And at the beginning of my business, I have to have patience, okay? And I still have to have patience because obviously it's new, it's, you know, it's fresh, right? And there's always, you know, little things that you have to fix, little things that you have to do, so on and so forth, things you have to find, you have to deal with customers, customer service, all of that stuff, right? So at the beginning, it's not so great because you have to deal with all those stuff. Okay, but then as it progresses, the end is I'm going to reap the rewards because I'm gonna have a successful business, right? Because that's the faith that I'm having in God. That's the glory that I'm putting on the Lord. That's what I'm trusting in God for. Okay, but I'm having patience and I'm not having pride. I'm not saying, oh yeah, I have a store. No, I'm saying I am having patience that God will provide me, and whatever happens with my business is going to be because of the glory of God. The successes that my business reaps are going to be because of the glory of God. Okay, and that's what these verses are saying, is that the end is better, so we must have patience and not have pride, okay? And pride of, oh my gosh, this isn't working, whatever, I'm not gonna do this because it's gonna mess up my status, it's gonna prove that I'm not smart enough or that I can't do this. No, I'm gonna have patience because I am going to make it because God is with me and I have patience in the Lord. And that's what you have to think. That's how you have to think, and that's how you have to act. Okay. And that's the patience that I'm having for E&M Western Couture, my online store. And that's the patience that I'm having for other aspects of my life. Okay. And that's what we all must have. Okay. When it comes to your love life, when it comes to your relationships, school, education, businesses, plans, future career, whatever it is, you have to have that patience. Okay. So now let's go to 1 Corinthians 13:4. Okay. And so Corinthians should be in the New Testament, right? Should be right before Timothy. Okay, so it's 1 Corinthians 13:4, and it says, and I love this verse, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. God is love, so God is patience. And if we love someone, we have to be patient with them. If you love yourself, you need to learn to love yourself, okay? We need to learn to love ourselves, because if we learn to love ourselves the correct way, we will have patience with ourselves, so that when we set upon something, we won't just say, no, I'm not going to do it because, you know, it's just not working or whatever. We need to be patient for ourselves. We need to be patient, okay? Now, let's go to... Okay, so I just want you to remember that and keep that in mind. So now let's talk about when should we be patient. So let's go to Romans 12:12. Okay, so Romans is right before Corinthians, so Romans 12:12. And it says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. That is the best advice anyone could ever give you. Be joyful in hope, okay? In the hope that you have to be joyful in that hope. You have to have joy, you have to have happiness in that hope, because you have to have that hope, okay? Patient in affliction. When affliction comes, you have to be patient. Cannot stress this enough, you have to be patient. And faithful in prayer. Having faith that in your prayer that God will listen to you and God will help you and God will guide you and God will protect you and God will bless you. Okay? Now let's go to Ephesians 4:2. So Ephesians 4:2. I'll tell you guys exactly right now where that is. Okay, so Ephesians should be right in the New Testament. Should be right after Galatians. Okay, which is right after 2 Corinthians. Okay, so let's go to really quickly Ephesians 4:2. Okay, Ephesians 4:2. And it says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. So again, be patient. We should be patient. When should we be patient? We should be completely humble and patient. When we love one another, when we care for somebody else, and we must love everyone and we must be patient with everyone. And that's how we know when we should be patient. We should be patient with everyone. We should be completely humble and gentle and look at one another with love, bearing with one another in love. Okay. So that was today's lesson and today's topic. So I hope you enjoyed that. And we're actually, before we go, I wanted to do a prayer for you to receive patience. So wherever you are, if you can, like, go somewhere or stop the car, do something, because you really need to repeat this prayer, okay? And show an act of surrender by kneeling down, lifting up your hands, and close your eyes so you don't get distracted from anything that happens near you. Maybe somebody comes in the house or whatever. Obviously, not gonna be, in the name of Jesus, there's no robber. But, but yeah, okay? So wherever you are, I just want you to repeat after me. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that you have given us today. And my Lord, we are coming here into your presence to ask for patience. My Lord, Allow us to have patience in the tribulations that we experience, in the trials that harm us, in the people that disappoint us. Allow us, my God, to have patience with everyone and everything. My Lord, provide the patience that we may still lack, and allow that the moment of trial benefit us by giving us patience, giving us matureness, building us in character, and allowing us to get closer to our purpose, so that we may be prepared for what you have for us. Give us patience, my God, so that we may do your will and your glory will be shown. We thank you, my God, for your presence and your glory. And we cover this prayer and our lives with your blood, your holy armor, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful. So now I'm going to pray and dismiss you guys. And yeah. So again, we are close your eyes once again so we can dismiss you. Don't repeat this part, okay? So God, we come into your presence and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for that prayer that was just said, my Lord. May your glory be shown unto these people. May your patience be shown unto these people as well as me, my God. May you build each of us, the patience that you need for us to have for our purpose. My Lord, thank you for allowing us to understand every verse and everything that you had to say today, my Lord. Give us the wisdom of Solomon, my God, so that we may be able to understand and apply everything that we have learned here today, so that your glory may be shown in us, my Lord, so that we can resemble more like Jesus, which is patience, my God, because Jesus resembles patience. My Lord, give us patience, give us endurance, give us the ability to be able to endure and persevere in times of struggle, in times of burden, in times of tribulation. My Lord, give us the patience and the ability to endure. My God, we thank you for your glory. Thank you for your time. We thank you for this day. And we thank you for everything that you do, my Jesus. My Lord, we cover this prayer, our lives, our goals, our dreams, our passions, and everything that is good, my Lord, with your blood, your holy arm, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful. So thank you so much for watching this episode. This has been the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dell. And once again, and if you have not watched the other episodes, please go ahead and watch those, which you should have watched them before this one. But if you haven't, go ahead and watch those and listen to those. And thank you so much for watching, if you watched it on YouTube, and if you were just listening to it on your phone, on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to it from, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. And if you enjoyed this episode on YouTube, give it a like on the podcast part. Give it a rating, download it, share it with friends. And comment down below for YouTube if you want to see more stuff like this and so on and so forth. And for the podcast part, you can make a review and so on and so forth, letting me know if you enjoyed this. And there's also polls if you'd like to participate in those. So again, thank you so much for watching, and I hope that God blesses you a lot this week or this weekend. Thank you so much for watching, guys, and listening. Bye.